Good morning. It is now 8:30 in the morning, and I'd like to open our Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting of Thursday, September the 25th. So roll call, please.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Mr. Delgado? Mr. Jeffries?
Present.
Mr. Johnson?
Present.
Mr. Jordan?
Here.
Mr. Young?
Thank you. Mr. Harris, introductions?
Can you hear me now? I got the problem, Mike, I was told before we started. To my far left, assisting the board today is our clerk, Tammy Olson. To my immediate right is the regional board staff attorney, Jessica Jarre. And our AEO is going to be delayed a few moments this morning. And Michael Thomas, he'll be joining us a little bit later. Today, we do have a couple of awards that we want to present. First, I want to introduce a couple of new seniors that we have. As you know, back in July, we reorganized the organization, and for a variety of factors, we're able to add two new units, and we hired two internal staff after a recruitment process. So I want to introduce those to you. First is Dominic Rock, and Dominic, you want to come up to the mic so the board can, I'm sorry, Lisa, did you want to say something? Yeah.
One or two.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. I'm Lisa McCann, Environmental Program Manager of the Watershed Planning and Protection Section, and I just wanted to introduce these two new staff people that we've recently promoted. You already know them, Dominic, as Ken mentioned, and I just wanted to tell you a few things you might not know about them and a little bit about background. The other one is Jennifer Epp. Jennifer's not here this morning, but I'm going to introduce her to you anyway. Dominic's a licensed geologist with a bachelor's degree in geology from the University of Texas, Austin. He has two master's degrees, one in an MS in wildland resources and the other a master's in environmental planning, and both of those are from UC Berkeley. He worked in the private sector for 9 years, and then he actually joined the water boards in 1999. Originally at the state board, he was a citizens monitoring water quality monitoring coordinator, the first one that the state board actually had. And then he came down here and did many things for us, but originally developed some of our first TMDLs that some of you were on the board when those were adopted. And more recently in stormwater, as you know, he managed the effort to create development standards to protect watershed processes to address growth as it continues in the Central Coast region, and that's associated with our municipal stormwater permit. And he's looking forward to improving the efficiency of our regulatory efforts around stormwater, bringing greater focus to the physical and spatial context in which stormwater management happens. And he's also eager to embrace opportunities to manage stormwater as a resource and to promote green infrastructure and LID in the Central Coast. And I just wanted to add that besides his wonderful technical contribution to development of those post-construction requirements, he also organized and led and continues to lead a really effective stakeholder involvement, collaborative effort with the municipalities in our region. And we're very happy to have him as program manager for our stormwater program and supervising.
And not to brag, but I originally hired Dominic at the state board.
You're getting extra credits. Thank you all, and I look forward to working with you.
And I'm going to suggest that for Jennifer, let's wait till next November. We'll do Jennifer in November. That's okay, because Jennifer is, as you know, is our TMDL unit chief now, and she is in Riverside at a TMDL roundtable. I do want to give, yes.
Before we move on, I did want to mention that I have personally enjoyed working with Dominic and have learned so much from his. Not only his technical expertise in the different programs that he's led, but also just in the manner in which he is engaged with the public. And I've always been aware of that, Dominic. And I have also heard from stakeholders how much they appreciate your approach, your patience on very difficult and very complicated processes, sometimes very costly change that has to be done. But I want to applaud that approach. I think it's one we all want to reinforce in every way possible in engaging with our stakeholders. So thank you.
And even though Jennifer's not here, I do want to mention one thing that she and her Phil Hammer and John Rohrbaugh, I'm not saying that right, completed a task recently. I sent you an email yesterday. I signed the 401 certification for the two Salinas River pilot projects, which was a big effort. You recall the board had a workshop in March and brought all the parties together to discuss how to move forward. Subsequently, we went to the state capitol and met the governor's office with a large group of stakeholders, Congressman Farr, several local legislators, Monterey County officials, Monterey County Water Resource Agency staff, stakeholders. And the staff has been working very, very hard. They deserve a lot of credit. So I just wanted to mention that. I think that was a big accomplishment that they were able to pull off. Next, this is almost like it's an after-the-fact kind of award, but we originally nominated David Licaro for a Sustained Superior Accomplishment Award prior to learning that he was going to jump ship. And I want to comment on the award itself. Each year, the water boards only give out about five of these statewide. So it says something about the significance of the award as well as what Dave did for this organization while he was here, and certainly deserving of this award. And I was going to ask Harvey to come up and maybe say a few more words about what Dave did here, and then we'll give Dave his certificate and a small token, financial token of our appreciation.
Right. So the week that the applications were due to Sacramento, Dave let us know that he was going to go to Paso Robles. And we said, well, what do we do? He said, well, we'll submit the application anyway. If he deserved it then, he still deserves it. And so he definitely deserves this award. When Sorrel Marks retired several years ago, Dave single-handedly took on all of her staff work. So he ended up with all the permitted facilities in Santa Barbara County and San Luis Obispo County. We did have to help him out from time to time, but he did take that on and has worked that caseload since. Maybe that was a factor in his deciding to take another job. He claims it wasn't, but we definitely appreciate the way he stepped up and took on that extra work. Among the notable projects he has worked on the last couple years are the WDRs for Los Osos, and he was our point person for the Los Osos project for several years, and I think was a great representative of our agency with working with that community and the work on the sewer system there. He worked quite a bit on the on-site wastewater treatment system policy and reviewing LAMPS and with the local agencies, working with the local agencies to make sure they're aware of the policy and working to comply with it. So definitely deserving, and we appreciate all that Dave did while he was here, and we wish him the best in his new job.
Good morning, Chair, members of the board. I didn't think I'd be back here again in front of you. Certainly happy to be coming back and under these circumstances. I guess just real quickly, I do want to say a few words about the staff that I've had the pleasure to work with for over almost 10 years here with the board, and previous to that as a student as well. You know, staff here are most, you know, motivated, creative, thinking outside the box, very smart folks, and I've learned to really trust a lot of their technical ability and the way they've been able to maneuver and implement a lot of these regulations that we have, and it's quite a bit. Tall order, of course. But certainly working with them over the years alongside each one of them, I've learned a lot, and it's been a real pleasure. And I continue to work with them now, even though I'm going to be on the municipal side. And I'm happy about that, too. In fact, I'll most likely be working with Dominic and Julia with the stormwater staff here. So I'm really excited to be doing that. But anyway, thanks again. I really appreciate that.
And you're not going to argue with us. You're just going to do what we tell you to do, right? Okay. You want to get a picture with the board, please?
Right. I was going to mention that also, you know, some of his team players' talents do show when we're playing and jamming together in the band.
Yeah, another, of course. Another fact, I worked with Fred Licaro, Dave's dad, when he was at the state board, and I can still remember the conversation when his dad told me that his son was going to work for the regional board, and it was like, oh, I never thought I would be working with his son, so it's been a pleasure.
Wow, second generation. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Off the record, while the photo op sets up, I'm Bruce Gibson, Second District Supervisor, representing Los Osos, and let me add my thanks to David for all the work he did on the Los Osos Wastewater Project. It was a pleasure working with you, sir, and glad to know you're still in public service here in the county.
And a couple of housekeeping items. One is a reminder, the speaker cards are in the back, and then please do make sure that you provide your speaker cards to our clerk of the board, because this is the way for us to keep track of the various agenda items for which you would like to speak. And also, let's add to the record that Mayor Delgado has joined us. So welcome to our meeting. Thank you.